Most respectable Gurudev,
Om
Vishnupad, Srimad Vaman Goswami Maharaj, and Om Vishnupad, Ashtottar Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, at their lotus feet offer unlimited number of obeisances. Thereafter, all the worshipable sannyasis, all the Vaishnavas, all the saintly persons, all the mothers offer unlimited number of obeisances. Today we are most fortunate that so today is the day before Navadi Parikrama. We have arrived here. So we are most fortunate that we have come to see this Navadi Dham. So we are arrived here to receive the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the Vaishnavas and Guru Varga, they pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he is the most merciful personality. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Shyam Sundar Sri Krishna only, but he is the ocean of mercy. He has accepted the moods of Srimati Radhika and has appeared in this Navadvip Dham as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He distributed the pleasure of mercy to the entire world. So Gurudev is actually the representative of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And
so we have arrived at the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev. This Gurudev's lotus feet radiate the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where does it rain? It rains in the forest. It rains where there are mountains. But in the desert, it does not rain. But sometimes, it may so happen that near the desert, it might rain, and the cooling wind from the nearby place might blow over the desert. So this material desires, material lust is like a desert. So this material life is like the hot sand in the desert. And the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we don't receive the mercy of Mahaprabhu in this desert. So wherever there is a mountain, it would rain there, because the clouds would be blocked by those mountains. So when the cooling waves of air from the hearts of the pure devotees will blow over the desert of our hearts, then we'll feel some cooling effect and we'll receive some mercy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is present in the hearts of the Gurudev and his associates. Only by the association of the pure devotee and Gurudev, we shall receive the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. We must serve his lotus feet. Unless we serve his lotus feet, we cannot receive the mercy of Bhagavan. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this Navadvip. So he appeared in this Navadvip Dham by taking the mood and complexion of Srimati Radhika. See, Gurudev has described
జయతి కృష్ణ చైతన్య జయ కలి ప్రకట బ్రజరాయ.
Brajaraj Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, has Shyam Sundar Sri Krishna appeared from Goloka Dham in this Navadvip Dham as Sri Shachinandan Gaurahari. So many opponents, many demons, many atheists, many people like Jarasandha attacked Mathura in the company of millions and millions of soldiers. So for such demons, devotional service of Krishna is far away. So Krishna gave them liberation. Krishna could not distribute the love of God which he had come to give. So Sri Krishna tested he thought, I have come to this world to donate something, to grant something to the people, but I could only give them liberation, but I do not feel the real satisfaction by only granting liberation to the people. Therefore, only mercifully Srimati Radhika, she is the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. So, if Radhika's mercy is received by the people, then they will receive the bhakti. So, the essence of topmost ecstasy, Mahabhav, is Srimati Radhika. She is Mahabhava Swarupa. So Sri Krishna, he tested the Mahabhav of Srimati Radhika in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, the highest moods of Srimati Radhika, highest ecstasies, have painted the entire Brahmanda. So Radhika's divine madness, Divya Unmad, was accepted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the demigods and demigoddesses were stunned by seeing the moods of Radhika and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited the moods of Srimati Radhika to the entire world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished the topmost moods of Srimati Radhika. So only desire of the heart of Sri Krishna, he has only one desire, to test the moods of Srimati Radhika. So Sri Chaitanya Gaurahari manifested in this world out of deep mercy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought, I must steal the treasure of love of Srimati Radhika and distribute it among all the poor people of Kali Yuga. So therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu covered his blackish complexion by the golden complexion of Srimati Radhika, accepting the golden complexion of Srimati Radhika. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited the topmost ecstasies to the world. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya, he had darshan of Sri Ishwar Puripad in the Vishnu Gaya. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the mantra, Gopal mantra from Ishwar Puri, and he became absorbed in the topmost ecstasy. And and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experienced that wherever his eyes fell, he had the inner vision, Spurti of Sri Krishna. So day and night, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tongue used to utter the holy names of Krishna, Krishna. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attempted to go to Vrindavan and wanted to catch Sri Krishna. And Shachi Mata, when she saw the condition of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after his initiation, that he had become completely mad for Krishna, then Shachi Mata asked Shivas Pandit, "I have consulted all the Ayurvedic doctors in Navadvip. What has happened to my son? Why he has gone completely crazy?" Shivas told Shachi Mata, "Oh mother Shachi, this is not an ordinary boy. He has become mad in the divine love of Sri Krishna. He has become crazy in the divine love of Krishna. So don't there is no need of any medicine. There is no need of any doctor to treat this Nimai. He has become mad after Krishna." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Srivas, "Srivas, today you saved my life. If you had also told me that if you had told Shachi Mata that I am crazy, then you were my last supporter. Otherwise, I would have drowned myself in Ganga." Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his divine kirtans in the courtyard of Srivas along with all his students. He delivered Jagai and Madai. He dispatched Nityananda and Haridas Thakur at every doorstep in Nadia and told them to preach the Harinam Sankirtan. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every single house was inundated by the holy names of Sri Krishna. But people began to criticize Nimai. People began to say that Nimai has become crazy. He sometimes sings all day, all night, and he does not let us sleep. So they began to criticize Nimai Pandit. When Nimai saw this, Mahaprabhu thought, "I have brought the medicine of the pippali seeds, and however this medicine is good for cough. I have given this medicine to the people, but their cough does not seem to diminish, rather it's increasing day by day. So therefore, this is a code language. It seems that I am Krishna himself. I have come to deliver the people, but if they commit offenses to me, then they will go to hell. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought, I should take sannyas." Actually, Shachi Mata was old. Everyone began to say that Nimai is going to take sannyas. But Nimai Pandit made an excuse of the curse of a Brahmana. So Brahman actually, he cursed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you would not be able to enjoy the family life. That he took the water in his hand while chanting Gayatri and threw it in Ganga and told, "Oh foolish Brahmana, oh Nimai, I am cursing you. May your family life be destroyed forever." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, "Let my family life be destroyed, no harm. But I will remove the material bondage of repeated birth and death, samsara, for all the people of the world." The Karbhajan Muni explains this in the 11th canto that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is raising his two arms and shouting, "Hari Bol, Hari Bol." He's telling everyone, "Oh dear brothers, just say once, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Just say Hari Bol, Hari Bol. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as said, Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. I offer obeisances to that Mahapurush, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He removed the sins, all the distresses of all the people by embracing them and by granting them Krishna Prem. So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has unlimited mercy, he has opened the treasure of divine love. And he took sannyas, and where did he go? He went to Shantipur. And he given the divine prem to everyone. Simply by glancing at Mahaprabhu from a long distance, one develops transcendental love of Godhead. So in this way, the whole, all the people in Nadia, they were immersed, plunged in the flow of divine love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If even one hears the holy name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by his two ears, he will develop divine love of Godhead. And even if one sees him from a long distance, one will develop divine love of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to repeatedly weep. He used to weep very pitifully. Where is my very life? Who is Sri Krishna who plays a flute? Where will I find him? Where will I find Brajendra Nandan? Who should I tell? Who knows my distress? In the absence of Sri Brajanandan Shyamsundar Krishna, my heart is tearing apart. Where is my Shyamsundar? Where is my very life Sri Krishna? Where is the Sri Krishna who places the beautiful flute on his lips? Where should I go and look for him? Where has he disappeared? Where is Brajananda and Shyamsundar Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj? Mahaprabhu, whole day, whole night, used to weep for Sri Krishna. Where is my Sri Krishna who has placed a flute on his lips? Who will understand my distress? And my heart is tearing apart in separation from Sri Krishna. Gurudev has told yesterday, Radharani felt the divine separation from Sri Krishna when Krishna went to Mathura. When Radharani had darshan of Uddhav, Radharani made Uddhav, that time Radharani felt divine separation from Sri Krishna. The same mood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to experience. Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Pad says in Chaitanya Chandramrut, if you have a desire that you want to cross across the ocean of repeated birth and death, if you are interested in performing Sankirtan of Harinam, if you want to swim in the ocean of divine love of Godhead, Chaitanya Chandra Charane Kurutanuragam, and have strong surrender at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you want to cross across the ocean of repeated birth and death, if you want to cross this ocean of birth and death, if you want to cross this ocean of material existence, and if you want to drown yourself in the ocean of nectarian sankirtan of names of Sri Krishna, if you want to sport in sankirtan of moment of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, If you want to swim in the ocean of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divine love, then you should take shelter at the moon-like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then fall at the feet of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is compared to a moon. If you abandon the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and go anywhere else, you will be cheated. That is only. So therefore, one has to take shelter only at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Prabhupada Saraswati passes. If you worship the nine forests of Navadvip, then it is as good as worshipping Vrindavan. If you do not worship Navadvip Dham, if you don't worship the nine forests of Navadvip Dham, then Braj is millions and millions of miles away from you. If you are worshipping the son of a Brahmana, Jagannath Mishra, then it is as good as worshipping Sri Nanda Maharaj's son, Sri Krishna. But if you are not worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Jagannath Mishra, then Sri Krishna is so far away from you. So this Gauradham you are seeing by your eyes, we are all arrived in Gauradham. This place is called Navavana. Navavan means, this is Navinavan, this is the new forest. This is also called Radhavan, this is the forest of Srimati Radhika. Whether you go to Braj or if you go to Braj, that forest is called Brajavan. And the goddess there is Vrishabhanu Nandini Radha. Gopis all are present in Braj. But this is Radhavan. This is the Radhavan. This is the forest of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, Rupa Goswami has said that every tree, every creeper, every dust here is absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radhika in Vrindavan. And Navadvip is non-different from Vrindavan. This Navadvip is Navavan. So everything is full of the moods of Srimati Radhika here. When Radharani entered in Vrindavan, at that time, by the golden complexion of Srimati Radhika, the whole Vrindavan was flooded by the beautiful golden complexion of Radhika. When Krishna saw the radiating beauty of Srimati Radhika, he said, what a wonder. Krishna saw that the whole Vrindavan was not full of the bluish color, it was full of the reddish, it was full of the golden complexion of Srimati Radhika. So Radhika is the presiding deity of beauty. So Radhika is the goddess of fortune, full of mercy. That Radhika, she bestows the divine love in my heart. When Krishna saw this beauty of Srimati Radhika, he was wonderstruck. So Krishna, he became absorbed in the moods of Srimati Radhika and appeared in this Navadvip Dham as Shachinandan Gaurahari. So we have come to this abode of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I end my speech here.